This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 18th, AD 2017. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Alliance Defending Freedom has announced they have filed an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court for Baronelle Stutzman, the Washington florist who refused to support a homosexual wedding. The appeal will ask that the Supreme Court would, quote, protect Stutzman's right to peacefully live and work according to her religious beliefs without government punishment, unquote. Parental rights are undergoing yet another assault in England. Britain's House of Lords has introduced a bill that would severely restrict homeschooling in England and Wales. The bill would require homeschool parents to submit their children to regular educational, physical, and emotional assessments. Here's the latest good news for Charlie Gard. The 11-month-old child will not be taken off of life support by Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, England for now, until a neurologist from the United States has taken a look at him. Dr. Michio Hirano, a neurologist from Columbia University, has arrived in London and should have a prognosis later today. Charlie's parents have used every legal means possible to fight for the life of their child and their own parental rights to make these healthcare decisions. A new study from the UK is showing that 93% of Christians there feel that, quote, Christianity is being marginalized, unquote, in their country. The State of the Faith survey was done by Premier Christian Communications, and it covered over 12,000 Christians. 50% of the Christians strongly disagreed that Christianity, quote, is given the same respect in society as other worldviews and religions, unquote. Another 40% said that they have been persecuted for their faith. Thank the Lord that He did not leave us in the dark as to what it means to follow Him. In Matthew 10:22, He said, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." The European nation of Malta has approved of marriage for men who have unnatural relations. This follows on the heels of Taiwan and Germany. The Canadian government has awarded $8 million to a Canadian-turned-terrorist by the name of Omar Khadr. He was captured by American soldiers in an Al-Qaeda compound in Afghanistan in 2002 after he had killed at least one American. A trained terrorist under Al-Qaeda leader Abu Laith al-Abi, the young man of 15 years of age was incarcerated at Guantanamo Bay until 2012. A Canadian court ruled that the Guantanamo imprisonment offended, quote, the most basic Canadian standards for the treatment of detained youth suspects, unquote. And the government has now compensated the terrorist with $8 million. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau defended the financial award for the Al-Qaeda terrorist in a news conference over the weekend.
The Charter of Rights and Freedoms protects all Canadians, even when it is uncomfortable. When the government violates any Canadian's charter rights, we all end up paying for it.
May our civil magistrates remember their roles assigned by God in Romans 13. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. If you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Three separate polls place President Donald Trump's approval rating between 36% and 40%. To compare, 6 months into their respective administrations, Obama was 60%, George W. Bush was 55%, and Bill Clinton was 43%, according to Gallup polling. Tennis player Roger Federer has won his 8th Wimbledon and his 19th Grand Slam championship. The 36-year-old Swiss tennis player dominated the match, which has been described by some experts as the best performance in his career. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, July 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.